Welcome to Ashlyn's Apron Podcast, a holistic journey to healthier living. I'm Ashlyn, and I'm ready to guide you on the path to living your best life. As a registered dietitian, I absolutely love anything food, science, everyday living, and of course, finding joy in it all. I'm here to give you nutrition advice while also providing tips for your daily life. Join me as I help you become the healthiest version of yourself. Welcome back. You might have stumbled on this podcast because you thought this episode title was a little interesting. Or you're one of my faithful listeners, and I'm so thankful that you're back. If this title did interest you a little bit, I want to tell you that it's true. I wear scrubs to the gym. But let me explain why in this episode. I'm going to start by sharing a statistic that I read on a website called Live Healthy, Live Well. It stated that by the start of February, nearly 45% have abandoned their resolutions, and by the start of March, almost 80% of resolution makers have abandoned their new goals. Time to check in. How are you doing on your goals? A website called Forbes even stated that 48% of all New Year's resolutions have something to do with fitness. So almost half of the resolutions that are made at the beginning of the year by March, and we are in March now, almost 80% of those people have just totally abandoned these new goals. I spent a lot of time in January talking about goals and resolutions for the year, and even a reminder that those do kind of need to be refreshed throughout the year. But I do want to encourage you that you should keep continuing in your goals. Keep continuing in your resolutions. This is my first podcast episode in March, and so I wanted to check in. Are you in the group that has made some sort of fitness goal? Now, are you in the 20%? The 20% that has pressed on to living your best life? The 20% that has stuck with their fitness goals and made a lasting impact on your health? 80% of people have abandoned those goals. Are you that 20%? I made a fitness goal related to my health this year, and I think I've mentioned on the podcast before that I am a big fan of SMART goals. SMART goals simply stands for specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time-bound. So, instead of making a New Year's resolution of just, I'm going to exercise more, I set a very specific, realistic to my lifestyle goal. My goal personally is to work out 3 days a week for at least 30 minutes, incorporating cardio and weights. Now that's very specific. I am working out 3 days a week. I'm setting the measurable time, so at least 30 minutes. What I'm doing, I'm incorporating that cardio and weights. I could even get more specific and say, okay, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, these are my days that I'm going. For me, it's actually Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, because that's when the gym is open up later and that's when I'm able to go. I know what to aim for rather than just hoping for the best when each week comes around. This is realistic for me. I can definitely do 3 days a week for 30 minutes each time. but it also sets goals to be consistent. And sometimes consistency, if I'm being perfectly honest and vulnerable, is my weak area. Consistency can be a challenge for me and a lot of people I help too. In order to help them, I try to make things as easy as possible. Like if they're needing something quick and easy, or if it's hard for them to get in a breakfast or maybe a lunch meal or something, I try to make it as easy as possible by maybe giving them some grab-and-go healthy snack ideas. Or we talk through what would make something more motivational for them. What gives them that motivation, and what can be kind of the thing that you set your eyes toward to keep you going. Consistency might be where you struggle too. What I do to combat my consistency or inconsistencies and ensure that I have no excuse as to why I'm not able to go to the gym is simple. I go to the gym with my scrubs on. I was actually inspired to do this by my sister. I met her up at the gym a few weeks ago, and she was texting me before we went earlier in the day about how it had really been a very long and hard day, and she was still going to meet me at the gym. She still had those plans. When I got there, she was already starting her workout, had already been going for several minutes actually, and she was working out on the treadmill. She ended up doing some weights and stretches as well, but she was determined to reach her fitness goals. How determined are you? It's also important to know yourself here, because I can be very motivated to be active and to exercise, but I also know that depending on the day, I may get distracted with getting dinner ready and taking the dog out and working on other projects, which all can be very important, but so is my physical activity. My sister met me up at the gym, and she was wearing scrubs. And in that moment, I realized this is a girl that is very motivated for her health. No matter what, even after a long day, even if you forget your gym clothes, or even if, you know, you just need something that skips the excuse of going home and getting distracted by other things, you can wear scrubs to the gym, and that's okay. I get it that scrubs may not be the best workout wear, but they're actually not the worst either. They're very kind of dry fit. Most scrubs that I have, at least, are very stretchy, so I can do walking, jogging, running on a treadmill. I can feel like I have mobility to do weights and things, so it's, you know, very easy to work out in as well. And when I'm already having to do consistent laundry loads, this makes it super easy to not just have extra clothes just for about 30 minutes to an hour of working out. So now, what I want you to think of are your SMART goals for activity. I talked to a patient today that her realistic goal was to work on her elliptical machine one day a week. For some of you, that may seem or sound super easy, like, really, where's the challenge there? For her, that's what she needed. If you're going from zero, very low motivation to one day a week, that's a big commitment. And, you know, that should not be an area of judgment. You should definitely kind of see like what your body needs and what you're able to do in the season that you're in. And someone's season, like this patient that I had, she needed just one day a week. That was going to be enough. For you, even if you're starting from zero, maybe your realistic is 3 days a week. and maybe you're already exercising, but you need to just increase that, then do that too. For me, in my season of life right now, I'm also kind of exercising more in the evenings, which my whole life I have been a morning exercise girl. I am a morning person anyways, and it's just really refreshing to me to exercise and then really kick off my day on the right foot. But as I've had my new little puppy and had to take care of her in the mornings, plus getting myself ready for work, it's just not realistic for me to spend that extra time in the mornings to work out. However, I'm able to incorporate that time in the evenings right after work. Sometimes it does take that wearing scrubs to the gym, and that's okay. The big thing is I'm showing up. And I want to kind of ask you, are you showing up? Are you showing up at, you know, the park? Or are you showing up in your neighborhood and just walking? Are you showing up on your living room floor where you could just be working on maybe some body weight exercises like push-ups and sit-ups and different sorts of things like that? Are you showing up? Focus on your SMART goal this week and make it very specific. Think about, you know, how many days would be realistic, what you would do, where you would go, what even time periods you would spend doing things. So I didn't mention this in my goal. So I said at the beginning that my personal goal is to work 3 days a week for at least 30 minutes, incorporating cardio and weights. So that is very specific, but hey, you can even hammer that down a little bit more and say, okay, my 3 days a week are Monday, Tuesday, Thursday. And I could also say, yes, I'm going to spend at least 30 minutes, but 15 to 20 minutes of that is going to be the cardio, and the rest of my time is going to be weights. I could even break it down and say, Monday is arm day, and Tuesday is leg day, and maybe Thursday is kind of like a full body focus. So make it super specific for where you're at. Maybe your goal is to walk the block, I don't know, 4 or 5 times a week. Maybe that is just touching the surface. Maybe you could commit to every day of the week, but maybe it's a shorter duration. So figure out what your SMART goal is for your fitness. Make it very realistic to where you are. Have grace with yourself, because while you set these goals, and while I even have a goal of 3 days a week, it may not be perfect, and that's okay. That it's life. It's going to happen. So focus on your SMART goal this week and see how you feel. Make no excuses. And if you need to, go to the gym with your scrubs on. Now it's time for the local loves and favorite finds segment. My local love this week is a shout out to all the local gyms in Memphis. We've been going to Crunch Fitness, and I really do love that gym. It has a ton of different, like, weights and cardio machines. It has a high intensity interval training area, and it even has a place for group classes. It's a very good gym. I also know people who go to Orange Fitness or Esporta or different gyms around, and they love those too. Right now, we are going to my local church gym, and it's very nice to kind of know the people around there, but they have just enough equipment for what I need to stay consistent and not be overwhelmed just by everything that's there. So do what's best for you. You could choose like I mentioned a second ago, your local park or your neighborhood. Maybe that is your local kind of quote unquote gym. So wherever it is, find your local love. Now, my favorite find is an overnight oats package from Costco. It's a mixture of oats and flax seeds and hemp seeds and chia seeds, and it's very easy to make overnight oats, but you can even make it the morning of. The brand is called Oatsome, and the variety package that I got from Costco was the original flavor. This is the first time I've seen it, so I'm not sure if there are other flavors, but as I've mentioned before on different podcasts, I love to add my own little flavorings to my oatmeal. And so how I've been making this one is the morning of. I actually haven't made it as overnight oats yet, but I love to heat it up with just simply some water. And I also add in my frozen berries, so some blackberries, raspberries, blueberries. And I think that's it for my little frozen berries package. But that is great on top of this. You could also do the classic little Reese's oatmeal that I love by adding some peanut butter to get that protein and heart-healthy fats, as well as a few chocolate chips. What I love about this oatmeal is that it does have the other seeds in it. So like flax seeds and chia seeds, that's adding in even more fiber and even some added protein that is great as well. Great for blood sugar control and also for good protein that all of us are sometimes a little lacking. And especially if you're going to be hitting the gym a little bit more, extra protein is great right after a workout. Thank you for joining me this week on my podcast. I kind of enjoyed sharing this one with you because it is kind of a little personal and something that I've even been doing in this past week. So I definitely encourage you, get in the gym. As we work to become the healthiest version of ourselves, it takes setting goals, it takes action, but I'm here every step of the way to help you meet those goals. I'll talk to you later.